call the regular meeting of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors to order, please. Would you please all rise and join Director Peace in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Lee and Director Steele.
Thank you. Okay, this is the time that I turn my mic on. This is the time for public comment. At this time, I would invite anybody that's in the audience that would like to speak on an item that's not listed on the agenda. Please come to the podium and address the board, and we can discuss that item. I have two cards filled out, so I'm going to start with those, okay?
Perfect, no problem.
And probably on the same subject. Could be. And so I'd like to first call up Trace Blattenstadt.
Close enough.
Grattenstadt. Okay, that's like an L kind of, but I see it's an R.
There's no correct way to pronounce it. Board members, Mr. Davies, Andy, just want to say thank you very much. I'm just here to ask the board and perhaps Mr. Davies your help in providing some more traffic enforcement. It's gotten to the point where it's out of hand. I ride my bicycle every day down Clipper, and I know where the stop signs are, thank goodness, because no one stops. And it's just, I was hoping that, I know it's not your department, but maybe on the community's behalf, you could write the sheriff's department or the CHP office. I know Mike's got some experience in traffic enforcement. And anything that the board and Mike could do to help us, the community would be, and myself would be greatly appreciated. Thank you very much.
I thank you for that. I will point out that we've got both the Sheriff's Office and the Highway Patrol. This is the right meeting for you to come to, the first one of the month, because that's when our agencies show up. So they're both here, and they both have heard what you had to say. These are things we've talked about in the past, and we appreciate your comments. Thank you.
Right. But then do I have to sign up to be on the agenda for the next meeting to get an answer to see if the board would be willing to draft a letter and send it to the proper agencies?
Well,
because I know you don't answer questions at the 3 minute segment.
You just ask a question. Well, I'm just kidding. No, well, I think my point is that I guess we could talk about writing a formal letter or see how Mike drafts something, but really we're telling them.
No offense, I'm extremely pro-law enforcement, come from a law enforcement family. I've been up here before pleading for some help, and I haven't seen anything. It wasn't this officer, but I've seen another officer on Clipper writing reports, and a car zoomed by going about 70 below nitrous, and he didn't even do anything. These kids pulled over and stopped, waiting for the cop to come and get him. He didn't do anything. So when I asked him, his response was, no offense, they weren't going that fast when they passed me. They were going about 60 when they passed.
Okay.
So I'm just saying any help that anybody could give.
I'm going to refer this to staff and let them go ahead and they can draft a letter if they feel it. It'll probably go to the Board of Supervisors office, though, because that's who we are. That's who we are. That's who we give our, what am I trying to say? We're an advisory committee to the Board of Supervisors, not directly to the Sheriff's Department, but the Board of Supervisors runs the Sheriff's Department, and we've let the Highway Patrol know, so we'll let staff come up with a recommendation on that.
If you would, please.
Thank you very much. Robert Beresford.
Good evening, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to address the board. My concerns are much like Trace's, if that's correct. But more specifically, the Discovery Bay Boulevard and the Highway 4 intersection. What's happening more and more is that the westbound traffic gets behind a slow truck and they use that right-hand turn lane as a passing lane. And I've almost been hit at least 3 times turning right.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a vehicle that suddenly decides it wants to pass a slow truck and comes into that right-hand turn lane, continues through the intersection, doing 60 or 70 miles an hour, probably. And this is a a diagram that I put together that...
I actually happened to see what you put on Facebook. That, I mean, on Nextdoor the other day, so...
For the audience, this is what I'm talking about. Super, super dangerous, because what happens is if you don't see that car coming, you end up with their front end in your driver's side door. And I thought this might be a possible solution. Maybe some flexible delineators that, you know, force that right-hand turn to, you know, go to the right, or if they continue through the intersection, then they're going to end up hitting those delineators as they proceed through the intersection.
Gotcha.
I considered trying to capture some video today of this happening, and coincidentally enough, that around 3 o'clock today, I have a dash camera and I'm on my way home.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. You need to be addressing the board.
I'm sorry. And I'm on my way home, and I watched a white Dodge truck, and I had the video on my laptop in my car. The CHP officer would be interested in seeing it. Broad daylight, doing the passing on the right thing. I would describe the traffic as moderate to heavy. Just a huge hazard, and it's happening more and more. And again, reflecting on what Trace asked the board is, I understand you may not have any direct impact, but if you could author a letter and express those concerns, there had to have been between 40 and 50 people that responded to my post about this very issue. So there's a lot of concern in the community about it.
I appreciate that. Any comment?
Yeah. I actually, about 2 weeks ago, the same thing happened to me. And it was a car coming in on the right lane. I started to go. I saw the car coming and probably was doing 60 or 70. And I don't think it could have stopped if I'd have proceeded, so I had to stop. I've also witnessed a few cars that stop and will not turn right on the red, and I presume because of this situation. So I'm not sure the law enforcement, they could come out and give tickets, but I'm not sure that's going to be the ultimate solution. I really believe a letter into the county, the supervisor's office, and look at a long-term real solution is the path we should take.
I recommend that we send it to Assemblymember Frazier's office. He oversees Caltrans, which oversees the CHP, and if you could leave those with staff, and they could
forward
to Assemblyman Frazier's office so he can actually see them, and we could describe that. I think we'd get a little more response if we could ask him for an expedited discussion with Caltrans.
And I agree 100% with that. I also agree with the delineator, because it's not the first time this subject's come up. We have talked to some of the Frazier's office about it and tried to get Caltrans to respond, but obviously, and they have not done that. They've come up with all kinds of excuses as to why that won't work. But and some people said that in response to you on Nextdoor, but I agree with you. I think that if there was a set of delineators, they just have to be on the east side. It doesn't matter what happens. You don't need them on the west side, because, but the problem is that people are not turning right onto into a dedicated merge lane that we should be able to access and use to expedite traffic out of Discovery Bay. And it becomes very frustrating. A lot of people honk horns and people start fighting, and it has become a real problem out there. I think that's a great idea if you want to leave those, and then we'll let staff figure out the best way, but I really think this is something I'd really like to pursue as a board and try to put pressure on to make that happen, I think. And not that it's not important what happens on Clipper also, but to a larger issue, This is something that's been going on for a long time. So,
through the chair, do you have the electronic version of that can be emailed to me?
Yes, sir.
I would prefer that, because otherwise it hangs around the office and ends up in the trash.
If I can get an electronic address from you, then I'll send it.
Yeah, it's just mdavies@todb.ca.gov.
Okay.
I'll write that down.
Talk about website.
Give that man a
card. Give him a card.
For whatever it's worth, there were also comments, if you saw the
I stopped reading after about 18.
This was also happening on Newport, where there's also a right hand and a merge lane.
Yeah.
It's the same situation.
So. Is it really?
Yes.
Is there a right hand turn lane in the Viewport?
Yes.
I don't ever go that way.
There's both. Just like the other intersection.
Yeah.
It's a little smaller, but I'm sorry.
Oh, I got you. So they're still trying to pass slower traffic. There's just a stoplight there.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, it's happened to me.
Okay.
Thank you. Been hit in Newport too.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Chair, point of clarification on the letter, real quick.
Yes.
So with the letter from the board acted as a municipal advisory council,
right.
is facing to the board of supervisors. So in order to send the letter to Assemblyman Frazier, we probably want to go through. So I invite. So what we'll do is we'll work through staff to make sure that the message gets to the proper individual. But we're going to be acting within the authority
I don't want it to go. It needs to go past the board of supervisors because it won't get out of their office. We can as a courtesy CC the board of supervisors. But I think this, and especially since Assemblyman Frazier is a resident here at Discovery Bay, I would like to see this go directly to Assemblyman Frazier's office.
Yeah, I agree 100%. We don't need to
because it's not a county issue; it's a state issue.
And they can't do anything about it. I agree. We need to.
That's a state item.
We can put them wherever we want to put them on the page. This needs to go directly from us to Assemblyman's office.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll work within the confines to make sure that we get it done for the board.
Thank you.
Point of clarification, do you want the letter under my signature or under the president's signature?
I think general manager's signature would be fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Terry Mahaney, Discovery Bay Board. I have three things. Last month I was in and I made a comment about the old fire department over here looking like a dump out front. Go by the next day, it was all cleaned up. So whoever lit a fire under somebody, thank you. And I think I know who it might have been, so I'm not sure. My second thing is I don't see a lot of changes. I still have the same issue with speed on Discovery Bay Boulevard in my neck of the woods, past River Lake before Beach. And I was going to talk about the delineator things. They have the same thing over here on Lone Tree and where Fairview comes in, because they were having the same issue with this. And they put those posts up and went like that. And it did a pretty good job on that. I mean, if you ever run over it, But anyhow, so then thank you guys for bringing that up. I feel like I'm talking by myself as you're with the speed and everything. So thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I think, if anything, people are afraid to damage their vehicle, if nothing else, rather than drive through the delineators, because it will cause some.
Well, yeah, but when you're going 60, you don't save them until you ran over them.
So anyway, thank you for that. Is there any other public comment for anything that's not on the agenda? Okay, not hearing any, I'd move to consent calendar.
Move approval of consent calendar.
Second. Then move to second. Any comment? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We got a report from Leah Castleberry from Supervisor Burgess's office, and there is nothing new or exciting to report, and so we don't have a report from that office, and we appreciate what they do for us. I'd like to hear from the Sheriff's office at this point, please.
Good evening, Board. Lieutenant Floyd of the Sheriff's office. During the month of September, we had 49 total reports were taken. We had 571 calls for service. The calls or the reports range from possession of illegal drugs, missing adults, runaway, juvenile, towed some cars, stolen property, suspicious circumstances, and nothing of significant interest that I'm seeing. We did have some helicopter operation actually on Saturday, where the helicopter responded out for a head-on collision Highway 4 Old River Bridge, Old River Road. I'm still trying to get the names of the streets here.
But Victoria Island, yeah.
Yeah, where they assisted in life-saving measures for one of the occupants of the vehicle. There's no emergency vehicles on scene, so our helicopter does have a paramedic on duty the majority of the time. So they really assist there out in here in the region. Other than that, we hear the complaints about this, the speed, trying to work with the CHP to curtail that. In regards to our the beat cars doing speed work, they just They're not equipped for that. We do have the two cars that the B6 funded for the radar and LIDAR, and they are out in the beats. But a lot of times they're responding to calls for service. So sitting and working these stop signs becomes difficult, because as soon as they set up, they're called away for an alarm or something else. So that's all I have for the sheriff's office.
Any questions for the sheriff?
Thank you.
Thank you for your report, Lieutenant. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
CHP.
Hello, Board. I'm Officer Thomas in the California High Patrol, Contra Costa. The stats we had up here last month, the arrest in the area here at Discovery Bay, we had 4 for DUI, 2 for stolen vehicle occupied, 1 warrant arrest, and 1 arrest for driving without a license for DUI, and then 1 arrest for a hit and run misdemeanor collision. The citations that were issued out here, so specifically in Discovery Bay here, we had 12 for speed, 4 for registration, like 3 cell phone, 1 equipment violation, 1 for stop sign, and 1 for seat belt. The surrounding area, so the area right here, like Bixler and Powell 4 Pointed Timber, we had 46 for speed, 5 for registration, 6 for cell phone, other, and then 1 for child restraint seat. The other area that's over in this area, so kind of like the other side of Highway 4, we had 27 for speed, 3 for registration, 4 for miscellaneous cell phone. And that's it. And then the Highway 4 corridor right here, 12 for speed, 3 for registration, 1 for cell phone, 2 for right-of-way violations, 1 seat belt, and then 5 for designated lane, which would have that Robert talked about.
I was going to ask you what that violation is considered. If you blow through a right-hand turn lane and go straight through, what's that violation?
Designated lane.
Okay.
Basically, what it is, and there's a section for that.
Right.
And there was 5 of them, which I know the 5 were by me because they passed me in the door. But that's what we have.
Thank you. I do want to say that we understand you have a large region to cover, both the Sheriff's Department and the Highway Patrol. We appreciate what you do out here. Maybe it doesn't sound like it sometimes, but we are concerned about our citizens and the safety of our families. And so, again, thank you for what you guys do out here. Appreciate it very much. Any comments from the board?
Yeah, I have a question. Just we're going to advance a letter to try and get something with Caltrans through Assemblyman Frazier. But from the inside, from CHP and the knowledge, is there some wording that kind of gets what we're trying to say a little more definitive? Is there something that we might need to say? And also, we'd like to copy somebody at CHP. Could you suggest a person that we should also send this letter to?
A person to copy would be the commander at the office. The commander, the captain.
Where?
CHP Martinez office.
Okay.
And that would be Captain Seaman, Dan Seaman. He'd be the one.
Can you spell that for
him? S-E-A-M-A-N.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he'd be the one. He's the commander of the area. And then he is in touch with Jim Frazier. And he'd probably be helpful there. They know each other quite
right.
Well.
Okay.
To get that going. Now, any comments for me to suggest how to write the letter?
Well, not writing the letter. Is there some terminology inside? If you hear something, somebody says, well, that's a whatever, like you
just anything you speak about with like public safety, the safety of lives, and things like that, that's what we care about.
All right. I'm sure Mike's got a pretty good handle on that.
Okay.
So we'll use
right. Forgot about that.
But a good idea, though. Thank you, Bill. And thank you again, Officer.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bill.
Officer Thomas, you said you had 5 infractions in this last month, Wayne.
The designated lane use.
Was it that particular?
I got 4 right there, and then 1 was at Newport.
Okay, and so you've seen it firsthand.
Yes.
Okay. And is that the only infraction lane? Because when they come by, they do come by at 60 or 70. Is that
Yeah, you can
stick up everything you can.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstances and everything right there.
Sure.
You know, I'll give people a benefit, and usually I'll try to give them just one mover. If they want to step it up a level, then I'll hit them. I mean, I hit someone today for double the speed limit out here on the side road. They were doing this, and so they got to pull in.
And as President Graves said, I know you got a large area, but if you could put a little focus on this a little more in the short term as we try to get letters out, I'm sure it would be
a great letters, I think, are a great idea. We've got, there's a guy, A shift right now, the morning shift, that he lives out here in the Brentwood area, so he comes out here a lot and does stuff. He's real receptive if I say there's a problem, just like Officer Parks, who's out here in the swing shift.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the
infractions, I believe, are commute mornings.
I was just going to say that.
It's a compounded problem because most of them occur during that morning commute when things slow down towards the sanitation plant. And then that's also when you have high traffic leaving Discovery Bay with family, people taking their kids to school over at Shelter, people going to work. It becomes a compounding traffic problem all the way around. Thank you, sir.
Appreciate
your time. Okay. No liaison reports. We have a presentation.
Yes.
Sue, would you like to come forward? Present us with something, Sue.
Good evening. I have the honor of presenting to you the certificates that were achieved for District of Distinction and District Transparency Certificate of Excellence. The District of Distinction is an accreditation program provided by Special District Leadership Foundation, also known as SDLF. The districts apply for the designation as a District of Distinction by submitting financial audits, policies and procedures, and proof of training received by directors and executive staff. Our district continues to demonstrate this commitment to transparency and sound operating practices. Each member of the town's board of directors has completed the comprehensive governance training, and because each member completed the training, the town of Discovery Bay was awarded the gold level District of Distinction reaccreditation. Congratulations. And then also, the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence was created in an effort to further promote transparency in the operations and governance of special districts to the public and to provide special districts with an opportunity to showcase their efforts in transparency. The districts applied for a certificate by fulfilling transparency, website, and outreach requirements. The town has accomplished this, and we have again received the District Transparency Certificate of Excellence. So I'd like to
let's have the whole board come up front for a photo op. If we could, you gentlemen, you want to join me up the front?
Sure.
For the white stuff, please, Don. I forgot the memo. just get all one shot. What do you think about that? We can go wherever you'd like us to.
That's fine.
Okay, let's
see if you guys
all
have long hands on.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it. I would like to, these will go into the office to be displayed. And I just want to acknowledge that Sue's the one that did a lot of the hard work on this by putting together all the paperwork. You know, yes, we have to participate by going to classes and qualifying, but there's a long and involved application process. I want to acknowledge all your hard work and you're doing this for us, Sue. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you. Okay. Item one. This is probably Sue again.
It's going to be Sue.
Staff, report, please.
Liberty you play in Discovery Bay. Who owns it? Sue's going to tell you a little bit about where a variation of that slogan first came about, according to our research. And after that, we're going to have staff or council explain what the process would mean if we want to acquire the trademark rights to that slogan. Go ahead.
Okay. In doing the research for the 20th anniversary, the first brochure that contained a similar tagline, so to speak, was this brochure that was from the early 1970s. The reason I know that is because it was at the end it says, "Good for you playing at Discovery Day," and it says the development of Veronica Development Corporation. And then according to our timeline, according to the timeline, the Veronica Development Corporation was during 1970 and 1972. And this article in the brochure states that the first bay had, or the first home since First Bay, which was Lido Bay,
right,
had already been built. So this brochure was advertising homes for the next development. So I'm guesstimating it would be like 1972. And that's the earliest place that we found that similar tagline.
Thank you, Sue. So with that said, we brought this matter to the attention of the Internal Ops Committee, who suggested that we have meet with council and determine what kind of process would be needed if we decided that we wanted to try to acquire the trademark rights to it, and council will inform you on that.
So in order to register a trademark, the town comes up with a use for the phrase. The use of the phrase in publication and so on. From that point, the phrase is then put into a search engine that searches all of the registered uses and non-registered uses of that name in various databases that are more extended than a Google search, but businesses using the name, and it's a nationwide search. Trademarking is federally regulated, and the registration of the phrase as a trademark would be at the U.S. Patent and Trade Office. Once we determine that there are no other uses, or that in our opinion that we believe that there are no uses that are similar to that, we would then submit an application to the U.S. Patent and Trade Office. Upon submitting an application, there's an application fee. The U.S. Patent and Trade Office then assigns an attorney that works in the office to then conduct a search similar to what we've conducted prior to submitting an application. That attorney would then either come back with any questions or challenges. In the meantime, also, they put out a notice that other people that would have some form of a claim to that phrase could challenge. Provided that there's no challenges or no questions that the U.S. Patent and Trade Office has, they submit the application for registration. Generally, it takes about 12 to 18 months. They provide us with certification that the mark has been registered, and the town can then display the circle R, and it is a presumption of its use within the geographic area as well as nationwide.
Okay, before we get to any questions from the board, let's go ahead and take the public and see if the public has any comment or questions with regards to this, or actually the comment with regards to this issue. Okay, hearing none.
Ballpark, what would be the cost of doing this?
So we estimate the cost to be roughly $3,000. What that cost encompasses would be the application, all of the fees, and provided that there are no significant challenges or questions coming from the U.S. Patent and Trade Office, and the application is an otherwise normal application, that would estimate it to be roughly $3,000.
Does that include your legal staff doing the research nationwide to find if there are other communities using Live Where You Play?
Yes.
And could our staff do that?
Technically speaking, yes, the staff could do it, but from our standpoint, we use a program that we have a proprietary license to that does a significant search. The risk of having staff conduct the search is the not finding the use that would otherwise be challenged. When this application is submitted, it is a nationwide search. So if there is a use that's being used in a small town in Minnesota, They would have a claim to that. They could challenge that, and that could result in increased cost.
So you've got proprietary software that do that work. I didn't realize there was.
And therefore, you're probably using the same type of software that the patent office is using, and therefore we don't have any surprises. I mean, you're probably right. It's almost like a duplication of.
We're using a software that we can make, that we can draw an opinion that we feel that the application is going to be a valid application, is not going to be subject to challenge.
Right. So if you come up prior to the application, if you come up and see there's something going on, then we just forget it, move on.
Yeah, so we would bring it to the board, provide you our concerns.
So the 3,000 would be at the end if we go all the way through. If we get cut off short, it would be less than that.
Yes.
Thank you.
So the question on was it 2,000 or 3,000?
3,000.
3,000, okay. If we wanted to go to the search only, it sounds like the 3,000 would be for the total package, application fees included. The reason they say is that just what Director Pease had said, if we go into the search and find that it's already being used, then we end it there.
Right.
Correct.
I guess to clarify, this isn't necessarily a price quotation where we're going to be sending a bill for $3,000.
Sure.
$3,000 would encompass everything. The search has a definite cost. Each search is roughly $300 to cost, and plus the attorney fee for conducting the search. So at any point in time, if there's any question as to whether or not that we have the opinion that this is questionable, we would definitely bring it to the board and provide you our concerns. Okay.
And the reason I asked those questions is, why don't we, if we were to say, let's go with the search and then come back with the information, if you come back and say it's clean, then we can decide whether we want to move forward.
We could operate this at the pleasure of the board.
I would say if we made the approval now, we wouldn't have to come back. If they find something that wouldn't allow us to, they'll stop and come back. If they come back and say, oh, there's nothing there, then we got to start over again. So my preference would be to give approval to do it up to the point where there's an issue. That way we don't have to handle it twice.
We're going to accomplish the same thing. They're going to stop if Discovery Bay, Wisconsin already has this thing patented or registered as a trademark, everything stops. If it doesn't, let's get in there and get it done. I agree. Are we saying the same thing? Okay, I would move for staff recommendation.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Thank you, staff. Item two.
Item two.
Aye. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and read that.
At our November 21st scheduled regular board meeting, falls on the Wednesday night prior to Thanksgiving morning. So I'm inquiring from the board whether they would like to make a motion to have that meeting canceled.
I see no problem with that. Holiday seasons always present problems, similar with December, and I think the community would understand if we bypass the second.
So you're recommending
staff recommendation to cancel.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. Well, all I would state is that if something were to come up that needed immediate attention, we could always call a special meeting.
Correct.
Okay. Any discussion or comment from the audience, from the public? Okay. Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you. Manager report. Anything?
Just one.
Hey, Virgil.
Good morning. Hi, good evening. Just to let you know that, again, for the continuously reducing our water use for the month of September, we had a 27% reduction as compared to 2013's use. And this year so far, we have not, it's always been reduced. So I think the water meters have really helped in that area. So the community as a whole is doing a very good job at reducing their water usage.
Thank
we're
you.
Losing revenue, but we're saving a bit of the groundwater.
And we're gonna make it up in volume.
There we go.
Get a bigger truck.
Okay, any other managers want to get up and say something positive? Or say anything at all? Dina, nothing? Oh, come on. Okay, director's reports.
President Graves and I attended the water wastewater meeting. There was a number of items discussed. One was the diffuser, which is the area that we take our discharge coming out of the wastewater plant and put it into the old river. So there's a process going on now, finding the best solution for that. We discussed the master plan wastewater update, which is probably going to take a couple of years. We're working on that. Also, the operating and maintenance manual. We've got five chapters, pretty well complete. There's about 34 to go to, so it's going to. We're on schedule, but it's probably going to still be about a year to get that done. We discussed a new water main on Discovery Bay Boulevard down by the steakhouse. That's going to have to be looked at, and also a new discovery. We may need a new water main on Edgeview Drive. It appears that when that street was put in, the water main and some of the electrical lines, etc., going through the front yard and under the driveways of those homes. So we're going to probably have to put a project together to move it out into the street.
So that'll all be coming back. This is all for you, Bill. This will all be coming back to the whole board to consider in the near future.
At
various times as we get reports.
At one at a time. No.
But it was a very active thing. Yeah. And Director, what's the band name again? Leet and I attended the CSDA convention along with our general manager, Mike Davies. And it's an annual event that some of us attend to where we work with the CSDA to establish standards that we can live to, where we can satisfy requirements and confidence within the public. And it was a good meeting. There were some great workshops that we attended. It was nice interacting with vendors, seeing other things that are available, other options that may be available to us as vendors and as contractors, and also seeing people and talking with other districts similar to ourselves and hearing the challenges that they have as well as the challenges that we have and finding the solutions for those. And so it was a very good event, and we appreciated getting out of town for a couple of days. That's all I have. Do you want to add anything to that one?
I think it was well said.
Okay.
One other?
Yeah.
I want to make an update from last meeting. We had a finance committee meeting, and it was the topic was not brought out, and I'll bring it up this time. We had a discussion on the last finance meeting for resolution number 2015-04, which is a topic of increasing expenditure amount for the town's revolving fund. Sometimes the topics slip our mind because they aren't quite as colorful and exciting as the wastewater. But this was an important one, and we did get through
it.
Colorful is a questionable term when it comes to the wastewater, okay?
Usually one color.
Next week with PowerPoint.
Thank you. Yes, kill us with PowerPoint. General Manager's report.
No report.
Okay. At this, we have correspondence listed. Any future agenda items at this point from the board? Okay. I would like to turn that meeting over to council at this point for a possible closed session meeting.
Town of Discovery Bay shall adjourn to closed session to discuss the item on the agenda identified as N1.